Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, we read an account of the resurrection that is rather strange. The risen Christ appeared a number of times to the disciples, but they doubted him. Now, this is not something totally unheard of. In the Gospel of John, we read that Thomas doubted the testimony of the other apostles. But the unusual thing in this Gospel is that it seems that many of the early disciples had that attitude of doubt on first receiving news of the resurrection. It happened first when Mary Magdalene brought the news to the apostles, and then when two other disciples reported that Jesus was alive. Now, the resurrection is something he had even foretold before the Passion. So, what are we to make of this? Why all these doubts? I think that the doubts have to do with the fact that the resurrection didn't change all that was going on in Jerusalem and in society. It wasn't like an immediate victory of God overpowering his enemies. It seemed that Pilate, the Pharisees, and the high priests continued to rule, at least in the short term. So they possibly thought, okay, Jesus is alive, but it seems that his side could be the losing side. We could still end up being crucified. They were perplexed by God's apparent inaction. But that thinking would be misguided. God's ways are not our ways. Yes, God was inactive in our very human ways, but he was deeply at work. And that difference between our ways and God's ways has to do with Christ's mercy. It would be easy for God to overpower his enemies at once and to force them into subjection. But he has decided to awaken repentance and to draw everyone to himself by his goodness and holiness, allowing us to freely choose to follow him. Obviously, some will respond to his call and some will reject it, and that could cause some perplexity. If the Lord chooses to keep sending his disciples like lambs among wolves, it's because he knows that many, over time, will listen to his voice. Now, it may be a challenging situation for those who are sent into the world in that way. But the Lord calls us not to doubt neither his goodness nor the wisdom of his plan. So, do you recognize some of these perplexities and doubts in your own heart? What resonates with you in today's Gospel? With which of the characters there do you identify? What step of faith is the Lord inviting you to take?